This is 90.3 KEDM Monroe. I'm Corey Crow. The statistical peak of the hurricane season is Saturday. Surprisingly, it's one of the calmest hurricane seasons Louisiana's seen. NOAA predicted 20 named storms, but there have only been five. State climatologist Barry Keim says after two super active seasons, it's nice to get a break.
Yeah, fortunately, so far, the 2022 hurricane season has been merciful to Louisiana. We certainly needed that, and really merciful to the United States in general. It just has not been much going on.
Keim says this year's hurricane season is actually running behind a normal season.
14 named storms is an average season. So far, right now, we're at five. We're likely to have a sixth named storm in the next day or so. But even if this sixth storm forms, we're still below that long-term average.
Below normal numbers for this year stem from the Saharan air layer that blows off the African continent, which is not conducive to storms. Keim says this causes the atmosphere to be more different than usual.
Which is this air that blows off the African continent. This dust and everything gets entrained in the middle and upper parts of the atmosphere. It stabilizes the atmosphere because the sun's rays pass through this, can't really heat those sea surface temperatures.
The death of Queen Elizabeth II ends the reign of Britain's longest-serving monarch. At the age of 25, she succeeded her father, King George, after his death in 1952. LSU history professor Meredith Veldman says even though the royal family no longer governs the United Kingdom,
she does have enormous symbolic power, and I don't think either Charles or even William will have that amount of symbolic weight.
Queen Elizabeth's reign of 70 years bore witness to numerous historic events, but Veldman believes the Queen will be most remembered for her sense of obligation and her auxiliary service during World War II.
She's just the embodiment of that value that seems so World War II generation, putting aside your own desires for a sense of duty.
And while the Queen also weathered royal scandals, for example, the fallout from Princess Diana's death, Veldman says, ironically, there's more fascination with the royal family across the pond.
Crazily, in many ways, the royal family is probably more popular in the United States than it is Britain.
Queen Elizabeth II died Thursday at Balmoral Castle in Scotland at the age of 96. Currently in the Twin Cities, 64 degrees, fair skies at the Monroe Regional Airport. This is 90.3 KEDM Monroe.